What color is he?
Dark brown.
Well, now that's what they call roaches to me, too. What do you call the big black things that are, oh, maybe inch and a half long? Huge things.
Well, we call them Betsy bugs, but
a Betsy bug?
Yes, sir. We used to have a Betsy bug. Found them in an old log or something other like that, you know. Out where it just about plumb rotted.
Well, I was interested in that. This is an example of the way that, you know, terms are used in different places, different ways. My mother used to call the big black ones roaches, and she called the brown ones water bugs.
Might be, but I never
well,
seen
that doesn't mean
water,
that's
you know?
Right, because that's just the way I grew up hearing them. And I was curious to know what they really were.
We used to have some, and when we played in the water, a lot of them call them mellow bugs. It smells like a mellow apple or something like that. You catch them, you know. And you'd see them just get together. It'd be look like 25 or 30 just going around, round, round that way on water.
Oh.
Seen lots of them that way.
The bug that you see outside at night in the summer that makes a little light as he goes along.
Lightning bug.
And there's a slender insect with very filmy wings that hovers over a pond. A long, slender body.
I don't know what you would call him, but I have seen a many one flying around, and we used to take cane stick and kill him.
Did you ever hear him called a snake something?
Snake doctor?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of him called that.
Okay. What are some insects that will sting you? Flying insects that will sting you.
Oh, there's a wasp and a bee and a yellow jacket and a hornet.
Which is worse?
A hornet will knock you down, they tell me. I never had a hornet sting me. But I just assumed I'd soon have anything as a yellow jacket. The yellow jacket's rough. And need a little bit of old, they have different kind of big old red wasps, and they have black wasps, and then they have a little old guinea wasp. Yellow. Yeah, a little bit of old thing.
What color is he?
He's yellow-like. And boy, he'd eat you up.
What's a yellow jacket? What does it look
well,
like?
Well, a yellow jacket is sort of like a honeybee, only smaller, you know, a little smaller. And they make a hole in the ground. And he'd go down the ground that deep. And he'll have a nest, like a wasp nest, you know, all down in there. And if you don't find it and pour some coal, gasoline or something down in there on him and kill him out, they'll stay there all the year and sting you every time you go by.
Well, what does a hornet look like?
Well, a hornet, you know, see a hornet nest?
I don't think so.
They grow about as big as a water bucket.
Now, where are they?
They're in the woods.
In a tree?
No, they just hang the nest on a limb.
On a limb.
And they'll have a little hole sitting there about that big. One will be sitting right there every time you go by there.
Well, what does the hornet himself look like? Does he look more like
a
bee or a wasp?
There's sort of like a bee, but it's a whole lot bigger, you know.
I see. Well, is you say a hornet's probably, they say, the worst of all. Is a wasp worse than a bee?
Well, wasp just about as bad as a bee.
What about a yellow jacket? Is he worse than a wasp or a bee?
Yeah, he's pretty bad. I don't think it's any worse, but it'll all hurt you. If you don't believe it, you let them sting.
I'd rather not. How big does a hornet get to be?
Oh, that on a hornet. I've seen hornets about inch long, something like that.
I see. Okay, there's another little insect that some people say he stings you, but he bites you and sucks your blood.
Well, that's a mosquito.
All right. If you go walking out in the woods, you might come back with bites all over your ankles.
It'll come out all over your head if you go down.